This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. I started last time a study based on Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 1, which reads, "Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them." And I use that passage to bring to you a study, beginning of a study, that we will someday, each of us, meet a person down the way of life that will be what we ourselves have developed. I'm sort of envisioning a person meeting himself down the road and pleading with us, each of us, to think seriously and prayerfully about the kind of person that we are building by our daily lives. I emphasized, among other things, that the point, a very basic, a very important point to remember is that the things we're doing to ourselves do not always tell immediately, but they will show up sooner than perhaps any of us think. The little things that we do day by day, the things that we think, the things we read, the things we say, the things we do, our attitudes, our goals, and our ambitions, and our desires, they all add up inside of us. Let none of us think that he can sow one kind of seed and reap another kind of harvest. You cannot sow the seed of a wild weed and then wind up with beautiful roses. You cannot crystallize your heart and mind in selfishness and then wind up to be a wonderful person in your old age. All of these things are slowly but surely hardening into that old man. I pleaded in the closing moments of our study last time for each of us to take time to take care of that old man immediately. I want to plead with you to think about your own aims, your own ambitions in life. As Paul refers to in 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, where he says, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith." Now that means the Lord wants each one of us to think about himself. Look at yourself inside. What are you really desiring to have in life? Work on yourself while you're still plastic. Work on yourself while you're still young, while you still have good physical health. There comes a time in life when it's difficult to think about anything else than your physical maladies, your illnesses. Any wise businessman will take inventory of his stock regularly, but a businessman's merchandise is not nearly as valuable as that businessman himself. Each of us, therefore, needs to take a personal inventory. And if you do, you'll be much more likely to meet the kind of person that you would like to meet at the end of the road of life. Think about this fact. You have the power to create a monster, even worse than the one created in the fictional Dr. Frankenstein story. As Paul said, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap." I want now for us to think about some practical, specific matters, so that it will help us to live, that the man that we meet down the road will be a man of courage. It's a terribly important thing for each of us to be a person of courage and not to be sheep. Now, I personally do not know a great deal about sheep, but I have been told by those who do that sheep tend to follow what they call a bellwether. I've even been told that a man can put a stick over a path where the sheep are going as they follow the lead sheep. And as he comes to the stick, he will jump over it, and all the other sheep following will jump over the stick. And that even if a man moves the stick, the others will jump over it even when it isn't there at the same place the other sheep jumped. I don't know whether that's right or not, but I do know that human beings tend to be like that. They tend to follow certain people, certain other human beings, and not to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Let me then urge each of us to think about the great value of courage. And let us divert ourselves just a moment to call attention to some words that have been said by well-known men in regard to courage. Winston Churchill said, "Courage is the first of human qualities because it is the quality which guarantees all of the others." Theodore Roosevelt said, "Far better it is to dare mighty things, to win glorious triumphs, even though checkered by failure, than to take rank with those poor spirits who neither enjoy much nor suffer much, because they live in the gray twilight that knows neither victory nor defeat." I should like also to call attention to the words of Sidney Smith, who said, "A great deal of talent is lost to the world for want of a little courage. Every day sends to their graves obscure men whose timidity prevented from making a first start. Our time's gone for today. I'm glad you've been with us. Please do be with us next time as we continue our study.